This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sal Capaccio, Bill's sideline reporter for WGR, joining us live on WBEN. It's NFL schedule release day. And Sal, there's so much anticipation. All right, no Black Friday, no international games for the Bills this season, but we don't know a lot more about their schedule. Didn't you expect maybe to know at least one game?
Yeah. I tweeted out yesterday, this is the, since the slow schedule release kind of started with the NFL and how they do this, which is they give you pieces and bits and chunks, and then they kind of have these reveals, they make a big deal out of it throughout a week. This is the latest I can ever remember us not knowing a Bills game. Now, whether that's through official announcement because they announced something on Monday or Tuesday, or just leaks, people knowing things. I've heard a lot of different things, and then I hear, well, that's not true. But we don't know anything yet about the Bills. We know when they're not playing sometimes. We don't know any game they're actually playing in any capacity.
Yeah. I mean, it is like putting a puzzle together. What do you think is the likelihood of the Bills playing on Christmas at this point?
I don't think it's very likely from things that I've heard. Is it possible? Yes. I don't want to say that I know anything for sure because this is, you know, these are things that you hear from people and then you hear other things. But what a while back I'd heard it's possible Christmas night. We know that's not the case now. It's Broncos Chiefs on Christmas night, which, by the way, we also learned just a little while ago, Chiefs are also playing on Thanksgiving against the Dallas Cowboys. So you'll get a lot of Chiefs again this year, as you normally do. We will get a lot of Bills in prime time and on these national windows and stages, but there are two Christmas games they have not revealed yet. I'm getting the sense, just from things I'm hearing, that it will not be the Bills. It is possible, but I don't think that's the case from things that I'm hearing right now.
Okay, what about the likelihood that they play Sunday night football the week of Christmas?
I think that could be a little bit more likely. So what's going to happen is you're going to have three games on Christmas, which is a Thursday. Then the NFL is going to have a pool of games they're going to designate as possible Saturday night games. But we won't know the exact matchup. So they're going to take, let's say, five games and say, out of these five, one of them will be Saturday night on Peacock. We're not going to know which game that is until later in the season. But then they will schedule a Sunday night game that week. So I think it's very possible the Bills are either in that group of five to possibly be on Saturday night or to actually get put on Sunday night that week of Christmas. So it's a little bit confusing. The NFL obviously covers a lot of ground with a lot of different games and the way they do it. But I do think it's possible you could still get a night game on Christmas week, which would be week 17 in the NFL calendar, Thursday through Sunday.
Okay. I got to say, it'd be a big relief not to have a Christmas game, but I'm just saying.
Yeah.
How about week one? Lots of speculation, possibly, that it could be Sunday night football at home against the Bengals. What do you think of that?
Okay. Yeah, there's a lot of possibility. I even brought this up. I had been hearing that. I'm going to tell you right now, this is the first time I'm going to say this. I am cooling off on that as of this morning from things that I'm hearing. But it's still possible. But I've had a few conversations with people who are hearing something different. And this is with people in other markets or people who kind of piece these things together from just things they're hearing, people I trust. No one knows for sure. A while back, I had heard Bills home Sunday Night Football week one. Then it started percolating again over the last 24 to 48 hours for me. But as of this...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This morning, that's kind of cooling off for me. So I don't know. And maybe it's because it wouldn't be Bengals. Maybe it could be a different team, maybe a different opponent. But it is possible. But it would be great, I think, to have a Sunday night, you know, home opener week one. The weather's still good in Orchard Park usually that time of year. So it's not like people are going to the stadium for a night game in November, December when it's a little bit colder or snowing or anything like that. So although I will say, Susan, to be honest with you, I love afternoon games in Orchard Park in the fall. I think the foliage is great. It looks great on TV. You're still that you get those earlier 1 o'clock afternoon games. You know, it's just it's good weather. You can enjoy it. And I think the scenery is great.
Oh, 100%. I'm with you on that. You know, we do know their opponents. And so when you think about it, after some really tough travel years, the Bills are not traveling that far this season. The furthest west they go is Houston. The furthest east is New England. How rare is that?
It's pretty rare. So the Bills have the second fewest miles traveled of any NFL team this year. Coaches love that. Organizations love that. It allows them to stay in their routine. They don't have to really be thrown off kilter by going all over the place. We know they're not going international this year. We know the locations of every Bills game now because all of those have kind of been announced. We don't know the exact opponents. I mean, we know the opponents and the locations. We don't know the exact dates and times. Now, everything you just said is right. I looked it up yesterday. Houston is the furthest they go. That's 1,400 miles. The second furthest is Miami, 1,300 miles. That's it. And really, what's really odd to me and crazy to think about is every single game for the Bills this year, every one of them is in the Eastern time zone, except one game in Houston in the Central time zone. That's it.
Wow, that's crazy, but a good crazy, right?
Yeah, for sure.
All right. What is up with Josh Allen and the Today Show? Right.
Okay.
We,
so
we were all expecting him on Monday morning, and then that didn't happen. Then it was changed to this morning, right? And then that was canceled.
Yeah. So I think what happened here, the best way I can say it is there was a lot of miscommunication between parties, and it was never fully committed to that Josh could be there. But I think that some people jumped the gun over at NBC and the Today Show, putting it out that he was going to be there to promote it, but it was never fully confirmed by his side because of his own schedule. So when it got down to it, they basically said, okay, well, you know, let's just not do it now. We'll do it later when we can definitely firm it up. You know, so that's the best way I can explain. I think that there's been, you know, people speculating, oh, it's because of his wedding. It's, I mean, maybe I don't think that's necessarily the case because he's not getting married till later in the month, I think. But there was just, from what I was told, there was just miscommunication between all the parties involved and what the level of commitment was. And maybe some people jumped the gun about him and having that commitment to go on this week.
Okay. It kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
We have seen the Bills farewell logo that came out yesterday for the current stadium. This is going to be big, isn't it?
Yeah. So what's really interesting is we're talking about the schedule. And when I have Mike North on the Always Game Day in Buffalo podcast, Matt Bove and I, we have him on every year, and he's one of the main schedule makers for the league. You know, and he basically said, look, they think about and they're conscious of the NFL, the stadium being the last, you know, year in the stadium. But it's much more important when you're opening a new stadium than when you're closing it, because you can't really predict what the actual final game is in the new stadium. You could schedule a game, but if the Bills go to the playoffs and have home games, that changes everything. So from the NFL side, I think it's a little bit less, but from the Bills side, it certainly is, right? You saw the farewell logo. You're seeing some videos be put out now. there's going to be like it's from my one-on-one with Pete Welly at the owners meetings that you remember where that happened in March. He made it very clear that the Bills will be very intentional and very conscious of how they put together the final season inside current Highmark Stadium. There's a lot of memories there. It's over 50 years of football. You're going back to actually O.J. Simpson, you know, playing on this team in this stadium. You're going back to the Super Bowl days and years. You're going back to goalposts being torn down in the 80s and early 90s. I mean, there's just so many memories that go along with this stadium.
Absolutely. And then you see that Thurman Thomas video yesterday, and it kind of brings it all in. Well, Sal, we're just under 12 hours from knowing the schedule. Thanks for kind of helping us understand what
I think we'll know it probably a little before that. You usually do. Maybe a game or two we don't until the very end. But you could do process of elimination, and that'll be happening a lot today.
Well, should be a fun day. Thanks, Sal Capaccio, Bill's sideline reporter for WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.